Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
When I say the word millennial, what do you think of? What is a typical member of the biggest generation in the U.S., someone born in the 80s or 90s? Maybe some highly educated 20-something living in a city? Well, not according to the numbers. Derek Thompson is senior editor at The Atlantic and a millennial himself. He joins us now, as he does each Monday. Hi, Derek.
Hey, Jeremy.
Now, you are 29 for another week and a half.
2 weeks. Let's not rush things.
And you live in a major city, which is what we said would be the typical millennial based on just kind of stereotypes of it. But that is not correct.
And it's not correct. And I think that one of the reasons that it is incorrect that this stereotype lives is that there are so many people like me, people in the media who concentrate in places like New York and Washington, D.C., where so many media jobs are. And they look around and they say, well, I'll just describe this generation by turning my neck and describing what I see around me. But it requires a deeper look at surveys, at governmental surveys, to see exactly, all right, what is the average 29-year-old in the United States today?
And what is it?
Well, it's not the college graduate barista. It's not the pampered tech employee urbanite. The average 29-year-old has not graduated from college. 30% of 29-year-olds have a bachelor's degree. So 70% do not. The vast majority completed some college. They started and left, or they got an associate degree. But quite notably, this being one of the most, if not the most, diverse generation in U.S. history, 80% of black and Hispanic 29-year-olds do not have a bachelor's degree. The last really important point on education is you have this huge diploma gap opening up between men and women. By 29, a third of women have received a bachelor's degree compared to just one quarter of men.
So if many do not have college degrees, what kind of jobs are they getting? What's a typical millennial job?
The typical millennial career is not in a fixed state. It is more aspirational, really, than descriptive. Jobs are still quite temporary things for 20-somethings. The average American has more than 7 jobs before he or she turns 29, and about a third of those can last for less than 6 months. This is one of the reasons, I think, why the median income for 29-year-olds is still quite low, $35,000. And so I think that this suggests that it is very difficult for this group, despite the fact that it is more educated than previous generations, to really get a foothold in this economy. They're still trying to figure out their best path forward.
What about family life? We know that millennials, or at least the general thought about millennials, is that they get married later, they have kids later than previous generations. Is that true?
And that much is true. But the marriage story, I think, is complicated. The most striking stat about the decline of marriage is that overall in 1960, a little over 80% of upper 20-somethings, 25 to 29-year-olds, 84% of them were married. 50 years later, that percentage was cut in half. Just 42% of this group was married. But it's not the case that they're all single. In fact, a majority of 29-year-olds are either married or living full-time with a partner, so-called cohabitating. And so one thing that you see is that a lot of relationships that used to be marriages now are something else, a cohabitation, a partnership. And so it's not so much that all of these young people are living alone. A lot of them are living with partners, but they are putting off marriage and children.
And where are they living? Because as we said, the idea is that millennials are living in cities. But what you found is that that's not the case.
No, it's not the case. You know, it's difficult to think really about the fact that a lot of young people are not moving to the richest cities that are often described in, say, sort of New York Times Sunday Styles articles. For every 100 Americans between 25 and 29 that move into a dense city, 124 are leaving those cities and moving into the suburbs, either because they can't afford that city or because they're getting married and they want a house and a plot of land for themselves. It should be said, I think, that suburbs come in all shapes and sizes. And just because it is true that most young people are moving to the suburbs, it doesn't mean that they're living in the sort of exurbs that we saw growing in the early 2000s across the Southwest. A lot of them are living in what realtors now call urban light environments, sort of suburbs that are quite close to the downtown area, but nonetheless clearly are not downtown.
Are they homeowners? Are they buying houses in those places?
No. So we're coming off of this housing boom where 44% of 29-year-olds owned a house at the peak of the sort of housing crush. But today it's just 35%. So it has declined quite a bit. It's declined more actually for this age group, the sort of late 20-somethings and early 30-somethings than any other group. I think one thing that you're seeing is we talked about how career is harder to begin. If you don't have a career, if you don't have a high, steady income, and we've seen that credit is in shorter supply now, it's just difficult to get your life started buying a house and things like that.
Derek Thompson, senior editor at The Atlantic, soon to be 30-year-old Derek Thompson. Happy birthday, Derek. Thank you.
Thank you, Jeremy.